So on Highland, we're going to talk about a brand new sport, something that we haven't done before. The sport is drifting, and we're joined in studio by two Donegal men who know a thing or two about the sport of drifting. Lee McFadden and Dara Spencer, you're welcome to the studio of Highland.
Thanks very much.
Good to see yous, and good to have yous in. Dara is actually a Irish champion at both Pro and Pro 2, and Lee will be telling us later on that his target is to become an Irish champion at some stage over the next number of years. But let's get the sort of stigma out of the way first of all. This is drifting, not diffing, okay? So maybe we'll explain the difference between the two, Dara. Dara, we'll start with you. Tell us about drifting and what is the sport of drifting?
Drifting is the act of being in control of a car that is essentially out of control. Yeah. It's a judged motorsport that takes place at proper motorsport tracks. The cars, they are fully professional cars that are fully prepped for competition, safety-wise, everything.
And what he means by out of control, Lee, is these cars are sideways in a controlled environment on a track.
Exactly. They're essentially sliding sideways. You know, it's almost if you're getting the car to oversteer. So basically, there's points on the track that are painted around the track known as clipping points. You have to try and get the car into those clipping points with as much angle and as much speed as possible, and without faltering from your line, essentially, while staying sideways throughout the duration of the run.
Okay, so just to clarify, that is drifting. Diffing is when you've got something on a road and you're throwing a car around it and doing circles, which of course is highly illegal. This isn't. This is as in a controlled environment. And Lee, it's a sport that's very much on the up, so it is. There's a lot of growth in this area of drifting.
Exactly, aye. It seems to be, it is the fastest growing motorsport in the world at the moment, so it is.
And you've enjoyed it, Dara, because you're already a champion. Tell us about how that came about in 2021.
2021, we finally got the car all finished up, and we went to the championship not expecting too much, but everything kind of played out good, and I ended up taking home the win in the Pro 2 Championship in 2021, and in the Pro also the same year.
Okay, so that was a good year for you. Tell us about the championship then, Dara, and the format of the championship and how it works.
So you start in the morning. It's practice for maybe 2 to 3 hours. You get to go check out the track, do your couple of runs. You might get anywhere up to, like, say 5 runs to on the track to try and get all the clipping boxes, try and get all the points right. Then you move on to qualifying. So there's 3 judges. You're judged through speed, line, and angle. The clipping boxes are all worth a certain amount of points. Every different track is different. You're scored out of 100. The closer to 100 is the perfect run, obviously. Whenever you qualify as such, that grids you in your top 32 bracket. Then you move on then. The first man, he goes against the 32. So the last man that qualifies. So the higher you qualify as such is the easier run to the win that you'll get.
It sounds a lot more complicated than what it actually is, because before we started this interview, I didn't know anything about drifting until you guys actually showed me on a video what drifting entails.
It's hard to explain without showing the video.
Yeah.
But it's a quite simple sport, but there's a lot of it's hard to be good at it, because you have like 30 seconds to be perfect. Where like in say rallying or racing or whatever, you have kind of a number amount of laps, so you have your full stage. So if you do a couple of mistakes in your over a 15 minute stage or something, you can kind of recoup that. Where if you make a mistake in the 30 seconds, it's a harsh sport.
And how many circuits at the minute is there in the country, Lee, that you guys be going to?
Primarily, we have Mondello Park, we have Watergrass Hill, we have the 360 Motorsports Park in Kerry, and this year we're actually going up the north to Bishop's Court and Downpatrick. Mondello Park is the only real racetrack, and I think it could be Europe, that allows drifting on a national racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of the best tracks off the season, so it is.
Before we talk about the cars, which I'm really interested in, because I would be a rally man, mm-hmm. But these things are three times as more powerful as what a rally car would be. How did you get this interest in drifting, Lee? Where did it all start for you?
My family was always rally orientated to begin with. My father would have sat on rally cars and all throughout the years as well. And essentially, the cousin, he used to compete in what was Pro Drift, which is what Irish Drifting Championship is now. I used to sort of look up to him, so I didn't see. I used to think it was just the best sport ever whenever I used to watch him doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just something that I had to be a part of then. And that's really how I got the bug for it. We went and bought a cheap car to begin with, about 800 euro or so, and it all just completely spiraled out of control from there, and we ended up with the car we have now from that.
Yeah. What about you, Dara? How did you start off in drifting?
Yeah, there was a man from close to home. He used to go up to Eglinton, which is in the north, up at Derry Airfield.
Yeah.
And we went just up one day to watch him, and pretty much from there, that was the decision to try and start saving up for a car. And we built a car, and pretty much 10 years later, we're still going, and we have a lot more power now than what we had then.
Yeah. The car, Lee, that you have?
Yeah.
You're about, what, 800 or 900...
Well, roughly about 800 horsepower, right? Yeah. Thereabouts anyway, so more than
a rally car is about 300, isn't it?
Thereabouts, some of the top spec rally cars be 350, 380,
yeah.
Sort of, so.
So you're there's a lot more power in.
There's a fair bit more jip in them now, to be fair, right?
Yeah. What is your car?
It's a Nissan 180 SX, an S13. It has essentially a Nissan GTR engine in it, so it has, and there's basically nothing left from an S13 in it. It's all been stripped back, and it's all the parts to go wrong have been replaced in it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of power in there. What sort of fuel? If you were to compare it to rallying, what's it?
Well, your rally cars mostly use like a high octane race fuel. A lot of our cars there we would use with ethanol. It's basically made from corn juice soda, so it's environmentally friendly and everything, which is always a benefit. And it just makes a lot more power, so it does, and it's a lot better for the engine.
How long does the tank last?
3-4 laps maybe.
She'd be sore on it.
She would be. Yeah. She wouldn't be very economical now.
Yeah. And listen, you obviously need that amount of horsepower in the car to compete at the highest level.
You do. To compete at the top level, you need a lot of power, because the tyres that you use are so grippy that if you use any less power, you just simply won't spin the tyres, you know.
Right.
They're essentially a semi-slick tyre is what we use too. And again, they'll only last maybe about 2 or 3 laps as well. So,
right. So it's sore in petrol and it's sore in, tyres. What about your car, Dara? The car that actually won, you were a double champion in the 1 year, so tell us about your car.
It's an E46. It started out just as a 318 shell.
It's a BMW.
So there is a Toyota Chaser engine in it, or a Supra engine. It's about 650 horsepower. I'm a bit different. I do all the work to the cars myself, so I kind of do things more on a budget. Keep it within what I can afford, but that doesn't take away from any more being less competitive or anything. It's just keeping more towards the budget side of things. The car, it's a lot more simple than a lot of the cars, but that doesn't mean it's any more less competitive.
No, it doesn't. But this can be, motorsport is very expensive. That's the bottom line. We all know, no matter if you're on a bike, if you're on a car, it's very, very expensive to do. But the drifting side of things can be in the lower end of that, especially for those who are starting out.
Yeah, it's a quite accessible motorsport or sport to get into. You can go to, there's Drift Games Invitationals in Mandela that he's on. You can just have your kind of reasonably standard. You have to have your couple of safety things like a harness, your fire extinguisher, toe straps, stuff like that. But it is a quite accessible motorsport in comparison to the likes of rallying, where you need to spend kind of a lot of money, you know, to get into it. Say €5,000 would probably get you a real decent car for starting out. Like my car when I started out was a lot cheaper than that. But like €5,000 would take you kind of a good bit towards getting started, like even in a competition aspect of things, like.
Yeah, okay. But the car that you've got now, Lee, it's you've had to work very, very hard over the last number of years to get yourself up to a level that you now have a vehicle that can compete at the highest level in Ireland.
I have indeed. How the cars just sort of it got carried away a lot from what I intended to do
normally.
With it, but
yeah.
it sort of ended up way more than I ever wanted it to be. But yeah, that's where it is now, and it's probably in fairness one of the best cars in Ireland at the minute there. So it is. So
if you were going to compare it to, like, for a budget wise, something similar to running a top end Mark II Escort,
it would be. Yeah, they probably be not much difference in the price of them. We're still running like sequential gearboxes and all that good stuff. So
all the dear stuff.
Exactly.
And Dara, as you said earlier, you sort of prep the cars. I know you look after the car for Lee as well, but drifting is actually one of the safest forms of motorsport, so it is.
Yeah, in comparison to like rallying or that, the chances of like losing your car as such is a lot less anyway. There's still a chance like that you could damage the car, but the chances of having to like fully rebuild the car, you know, between rounds or that are quite slim. Safety wise, like you have your full roll cage, then like your own race suit and everything. You still have to wear your helmet, hands, everything, like gloves, the whole lot. It is like you take all the same safety precautions as rallying and everything like that.
Yeah, and it's in a controlled environment, and it's on a track. I've seen videos of you without your bumper, by the way, in your BMW. So you do lose parts of the car, but from a spectator point of view, you're not going between stages. You're not covering 30, 40 kilometres in a day chasing, rallying and following the drivers. This is all within the one arena. So it's actually a very, very good spectator sport, so it is, Lee.
It is. It's a really good even family day out, so it is, you know, you'll never get anything like it to go and actually be a spectator at a drifting event. It is, honestly, I can even say for myself, going to see them, it's one of the best events you can actually go and watch. Everything sort of in the one place, so you don't have to do any travelling, just to the event. And even if you don't want to watch it, there's plenty there to do with trade stands and all the rest. And it's just, anybody that is thinking about it, I would definitely recommend going to watch an event.
Yeah, and in comparison to other sports and the level that you guys are competing at, so if I was to take the Irish Rally Tarmac Championship, that's seen as the top level of rallying in this country. Yous two guys, who are the only guys doing it professionally, are actually competing in the top level of drifting in Ireland. So that's the equivalent of it.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, it would be the top tier in Ireland. So it would, that me and Dara is both competing in.
Yeah, and we do have Irishmen who are doing things on a world stage. For people who haven't heard of the Shanahans, Connor and
Jack,
and of course Mr. Dean, James Dean, mm-hmm. who's a former, is he multi-world champion, is he?
Yeah, five, maybe six times European champion and three-time Formula Drift championship in America as well.
Yeah, so he's a big star. But this sport down the country, particularly in the south, in the likes of Cork and Kerry, is huge, so does there.
Yeah, it's. I think in the north, it hasn't just got the viewership is such the same as the south, but down south, I think it's probably because some of them men have made it further in the sport, so there's a lot more.
Because Connor is a Red Bull star driver.
Yeah, he's an athlete, so he is, for a Red Bull.
Yeah, he's they're looking after him, so he's really high level.
Yeah, he's at the top of the game probably at the minute too, yeah.
There's a couple of rally men getting into the sport too. Kelly Rovanpera, world champion, has done a bit of drifting.
Yeah. It's good to see some men like that taking an interest in it, because I think that will help the sport. It'll take a lot more eyes towards the sport, you know.
Yeah. And Josh Moffat's another, I believe, was in Mondeo recently, in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Josh Moffat used to actually compete, I think, in pro drift as well, back in the day as well. Yeah. So
this sport's growing then, Lee?
It is, it's massively. As I say, it's one of the fastest growing motorsports in the world, really, at the minute. And I'd say it's only going to go further, to be fair, you know. And it's the fact, I think, that it's so accessible for everybody to get into, you know, that sort of a way, and not have a massive budget. But I'd say it depends how far you want to take it, really.
Yeah. And for 2024, what's your targets now? But now you've one of the best cars about, so I take it you want to have that car on its limit and perform it at its best.
Ideally,
and that would give you an Irish title, would it?
Ideally, that's the goal. But I have boys like Dara trying to stop me as well too. Here, it's
350 more horsepower. Yeah.
No, that's the goal anyhow. So it is. But I say anything can happen on the day, and it's really up to Lady Luck as well, so it is too. So it's not all in the driver. Yeah.
Well, you've done that already, Dara, as we said earlier. You've already won the Irish Championship.
Yeah.
The Pro and the Pro 2 in the same year, with obviously a car that has lesser horsepower than some of the machinery.
Some of the cars,
So obviously there's proof in the pudding there that this man knows how to handle a car, Lee.
Definitely. Mm.
What is it do you want to do, Dara,
this year?
You've already done what there is to do in Ireland.
Yeah, well, in Ireland I have done what's kind of considered the best, but it would be nice to do it again and try and give Lee a good fight for the championship this year. Later in years, I think the European Championship would be kind of where I think everyone's kind of dream would be to go. Yeah. But it's a big step, so it is, and it's hard to take without good support and good sponsors, so it is.
Right. Well, hopefully maybe that dream at some stage will come through for you. That you'll be able to get onto the European stage. And Lee, if I'm 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age, a young man that has a car, I'm into motorsport, and I want to get into the sport of drifting, it's a controlled environment. This is not drifting. There's a massive difference between the two. Yes, there may be a stigma with it, but as the sport grows, people will learn that there is a difference in it. But if I'm that young man that wants to get involved in this, where do I go? What do I do? Is there options? How do you get on that ladder of drifting?
It's your best way about going about it is you will pick up a fairly cheap, there's something like a BMW, E46 or E36, or there's options for cars out there that won't cost the earth. And you can go and you can get started up in the likes of Bishop's Court there, where they're on practice days. You don't have to go out on the main stage with everybody. You know, you can keep to yourself on the track, learn by yourself, or even get talking to somebody who does drifting, even the likes of ourselves there, that will give you a bit of advice or something to get you started on the way of it. You know, as I say, it is fairly easily accessible for anybody to get into.
Yeah. And it is a growing sport. It's not officially under Motorsport Ireland at the moment, but for this sport to continue and grow in the manner that it has in recent years, is it something maybe that Motorsport Ireland have to come in under the umbrella of this, Dara?
Well, I think it would be a big help to the sport. Like, rallying's a massive thing in Ireland. I think drifting, will it get as big as rallying? It's hard to say, but with the right support, I think it could be way bigger, to be honest.
And as we have been saying, this is not Diffin, but for you guys who are competing and drifting at a professional level, there's obviously a cost of this, and maybe there is barriers that yous face when yous approach people that maybe you want to get their name on the side of the car and you want to get the sponsoring, that they don't actually have a full understanding what drifting is, because there's this stigma of Diffin alongside of it, which is as far from what that you'll get. Like,
aye. I think that's the biggest problem we face at the moment, is like there is a big stigma that it's just people out on the roads messing. It's not like it's not looked at as a professional sport, and which it very much is. Like, like when you approach somebody, if they have no kind of clue about it, they just assume that it's just a young fella that's messing, that, you know, he's not going to take it anywhere, he's just going to mess about and that'll be him and he'll never kind of do anything. I think the biggest problem is just like getting drifting out there and letting people understand that it's not illegal, it is a professional sport, there's people making a living off it, you know. Like, a lot of men do get paid to do it nowadays, and there's not many people in rallying that can say that they get paid to do it. Like,
listen, I was blown away by the stuff that you guys were telling me earlier on, before we started this interview, and there was little known about drifting, and the two Donegal men sitting in the studio here beside me that who have been competing at the top level and want to continue to do so and have aspirations of moving maybe into a higher level in Europe down through the years. Hopefully that maybe somebody out there now, Lee, that was listening to us that has an idea of drifting, that they want to get into it, that they now have a wee bit of knowledge about it, because there was very little about it up until we spoke. I knew very little about it up until we spoke.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's sort of, I would like to get a wee bit more out there into everybody, you know, that it is a professional sport, and it's something that, like, everyone can enjoy, and it's a great spectator sport, you know.
Okay, well, listen, lads, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
And we wish you all the best in the Pro Series in Ireland and drifting later in the year.
Thanks a million, Austin.
Thanks, mate.